At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Fantasy Sports Today with you here on Sports Grid. Craig Mish, good to see everyone out there watching, and of course, those of you who are listening, thanks for joining us here on the show today. It's the 6th of May, 2021. We are here on Thursday. Got a lot to cover on today's show. Our friend from Razzball, Gray Albright, going to join us later to talk about steals and saves in baseball, something that we haven't really touched on with the first month of the season officially in the books. Of course, George Kurtz will be joining me, co-hosting as Davis Maddock has the day off yet again. He'll be back with us tomorrow here on the show. But without further ado, after Chris's headlines, let's roll through our headlines as well here on the show on this Thursday. We have plenty to cover here on the show, as well as John Means throwing a no-hitter in Seattle. I was watching this thing live. Very exciting. Boy, the Orioles, for being in a rebuild, seem to do a few things right. Very competitive the last couple of years. Good job by them, no doubt. Means is someone, I think, that is now taking the next step. He already was an all-star. I think a lot of people were skeptical of him. They should not be anymore. He looks like he's the real deal, no doubt about that. All right, moving on to some other headlines here on the show today. Tony La Russa, unfortunately, did not know the 10th inning rule with the runner on base. And had to be reminded of that after the game yesterday. So that's definitely not something that you want to see. And can't really be unexpected. La Russa never managed this way in the past. Joey Votto breaks his thumb. Could miss about a month. And so that's not great news for Joey Votto, who I think is one of the more thoughtful players in baseball. Like to have him around, but going to be missing some time. We're going to hear from him in just a second. And the New York Rangers shocked the hockey world, firing their GM and president after a tough year. We'll check in with George and ask his opinion on that, no doubt. But Joey Votto, with all of the years that he's been playing in the big leagues, and he has spent some time on the injured list, believe it or not, had never been hit by a pitch on his hand. It happened his rookie season, never before, and talked about getting hit yesterday after the game, and looks like he may miss about a month.
A little bit surprised. And I knew I was in pain. I thought I was being a baby. And I wanted to stay in the game, but I didn't think I could grip the bat, and I was having a hard time putting my glove on. But, you know, I could run, and I was moving well, and I thought, well, just give it some time. It should shake at some point. Maybe it's just one of those, like, you know, your thumb gets jammed in a door or something like that, and it just goes away, and, you know, I broke. What are you going to do?
Tough outcome, no doubt, for Joey Votto of the Cincinnati Reds. George Kurtz is my co-host here on the show today. Another day with me, George. I hope you're ready for it. A lot of fantasy to cover, a lot of reality. Joey Votto, though, George, I know he's not the best fantasy player in the world anymore. I think he'll be in the Hall of Fame when it's all said and done. He's good for the game to keep around. Unfortunately, we're not going to see him for the rest of the month.
Yeah, that was a tough injury yesterday. I was watching that game when it happened. You saw him get hit. He always gets scared. I mean, you must get scared too when you see players and they get hit on the hands when they're gripping the bat, man. You have so many little bones in your fingers, your hand. You know, he did stay in the game, swim at first base, shaking the hand. You're like, oh, you're hoping it's going to be okay. I've got him in a league or two. I like Joey Votto. I do. He's honest, right? I mean, you don't see guys in an interview like that. He's honest, tells you what he thinks. That, you know, I thought I could stay in the game. I had trouble with the glove on. I was in some pain. So disappointing. Definitely disappointing he's not in there. And Craig, I got to tell you, you do a hockey segment for the first time yesterday and forever, and all hell breaks loose in New York.
I saw that. So break it down for us, George. I mean, this wasn't a huge – was it a huge surprise? I don't know. I thought people were being cynical with saying it was a surprise.
I wouldn't say huge surprise. The fact that there was a line brawl, I mean, right off the opening faceoff, a line brawl. And the Rangers don't have brawlers. They just don't have these kind of guys. So the fact that the both wings and the centers just, hey, we're dropping the gloves, we're going. I haven't seen that in quite a while. Listen, I grew up in the 70s and 80s in hockey when they were bench-clearing brawl. You'd have literally have 40 guys out there with laundry everywhere, gloves, sticks, helmets all over the place. Everyone's fighting. It was fun. But I haven't seen a line brawl probably in about a decade or so. It's rare. You might see a fight. You might see two. But you don't see stuff like this happen. I think the Rangers needed to do it. I think they felt like, hey, if the NHL is not going to give us justice, we're going to take justice. I do find it a little silly where you're sort of beating up Capitals. How about you go after the guy who did it, Tom Wilson? You know, with the Powers, they don't have anybody to take on Wilson. Brendan Smith did take him on later. And listen, so many props to Brendan Smith. He got his butt whipped. You know, he's not in Tom Wilson's weight class. He's just not. You know, and hey, it is what it is. But props to him for going up there. It's over for this year. They don't play again anyway. But I think this is going to rear its ugly head again next year. That game, like I said last night, was a must-watch. When they play each other next season, that first game, that'll be must-watch as well.
Yeah, and with a different regime for the Rangers, no doubt. A lot of things happening, of course, in hockey in New York, without a doubt. We'll check back with George coming up. All right, it's a busy show for us today. We have tons of baseball starting in about an hour, so we have to get our DFS out there for you and some picks before 1 o'clock on the East. But coming up next, it's time for us to dive into the NBA standouts for those of you who played on FanDuel last night. We'll tell you how exactly they all did. And we'll also cover some baseball for you as well, so stay with us here on the grid. Also, a little bit later in the show, minor league baseball is back. Now, we are not doing 2 hours of minor league baseball here on the show, but once in a while, and I feel like today is the day, we're going to check in and see what the kids are doing in the minors and wonder when we'll see them in the major leagues. You know why? Because we haven't been able to do this in 2 years. So we will touch on that on the show as well. We got Fantasy Reality, Sports Grid 60, and Gray Albright from Razzball.com joins us, and we'll go over some saves and steals, as I mentioned at the top of the show. So stay with us right here on the grid. Craig Mish, George Kurtz, in for Davis Maddock here on this Thursday edition of Fantasy Sports Today. You're watching us on SportsGrid.com, listening on Sports Grid Radio. Thanks for being part of our Thursday. We got a lot more for you coming up right after this quick break. Don't go away. Stay on the grid.
Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I would have thought that on May 6th, the Clippers-Lakers matchup later tonight would have been the marquee game of the night, Well, it's a game we're going to feature coming up in about 20 minutes against the spread. Brett Levy, of course, many years being in the NBA, is going to have a preview of this game tonight. Done pretty well against the spread. We'll see if he can make us some money tonight, coming up in about 15 minutes. But for now, let's look back last night for those of you who played over on FanDuel, and the DFS numbers are in from last night. And once again, they're really good for Russell Westbrook. Said right. Russell Westbrook? I don't know. Like Rascally Rabbit? I feel like Elmer Fudd. Okay, 29 points. I don't know if anybody knows who Elmer Fudd is. Davis definitely would not. 12 rebounds, 17 assists, three steals, and one block. Another triple-double for Westbrook. What a season he is having. Bradley Beal for Washington. By the way, both these players did great, and they did not win. This is not a huge shock, and Milwaukee ended up beating Washington by a point. 42 points, 4 rebounds, 3 assists, 1 steal. I think Beal should finish top 5 NBA MVP, in my opinion. Dame Lillard, 32 points. Of course he's red hot. It's Lillard. He's hot for a couple weeks. 3 rebounds, 9 assists, and 2 steals. John Morant is finishing strong. That's good. 37 points, 4 rebounds, 10 assists, 2 steals, 1 block. Nikola Jokic, the NBA MVP, 32 points, 12 rebounds, 6 assists, 2 steals, 2 blocks. And you know what, Brett? He did it against the New York Knicks last night, didn't he?
Yeah, they dominated from start to finish in that one, Craig. I mean, the Knicks were never in it. It was a really disappointing game from RJ Barrett, who is kind of their second leading scorer, second best player. So they need him to contribute more than he did last night. And the Wizards game was incredible too, Craig. Another triple-double for Russell Westbrook. Obviously, that's a given at this point, but another 40-point loss for Bradley Beal. They lose every time he scores 40. It's unbelievable. So, he should really cut himself off at 39 points.
It would make sense, and maybe they would win a game. But the Bucks win again, Brett. I mean, I got to tell you, I may put a bet down on the Bucks to win the championship at this point. Nobody's playing better than them.
No, the Bucks are playing really well. I think I still like the Sixers and the Nets, although the Nets without James Harden, Craig, are not a very good team. They're below 500 when it's just KD and Kyrie out on the court. That's going back to pre the Harden trade and obviously post Harden trade, where they have less depth. When you trade for James Harden, you're going to give up some depth. But I still think those are the two teams to beat in the East. But maybe I'm just selling Milwaukee short because I've seen them be great in the regular season and come up short in the playoffs. But Giannis Antetokounmpo is as good as any player in the league on any given night. So they have a one that can go up with anyone's one. And when you have that, you're in every game.
Yep, agreed. All right, thanks, Brett. We'll check in with you in a few minutes. Stay right where you are. Let's bring in George Kurtz for our baseball fantasy standouts from last night. Adam Duvall, boy, people thought I'm a genius for tweeting this one a couple days ago. When he gets hot, he gets hot. That's a terrible analysis, but true. 2-for-4, 1 home run, 4 RBIs and a run scored. Heimer Candelario, I haven't heard much from him this season. 3-for-5, a home run, 3 runs driven in and 3 runs. Giancarlo Stanton, another home run, batting 500 over the last couple of weeks. That's a pretty good mark, a home run, 4 RBIs, 1 run. John Means, of course, with the no-hitter. Probably should have been a perfect game, but the catcher dropped the third strike and the runner got to first. Struck out 12, no hits, no walks, picks up the win. And hey, back-to-back really good starts for Sonny Gray. Maybe he's back. 7 innings pitched, no earned runs, 8 strikeouts, 2 hits, and 2 walks. But let's be real. The hottest hitter over the last few weeks has been Giancarlo Stanton. He does do this at times. It's just at times because staying on the field has been an issue. But a complete change from him from early April to late April and now into May. And he talked about the adjustments that he has been making.
I was releasing my swing a little too early. I wasn't staying compact. It's just hard to see on video, which is why, you go look at video and seem like you have a hole in your bat sometimes, but you gotta I hit by feel. So it was not clearing so early, waiting to tick longer.
All right, so there's the analysis from the swing. I figured we'd show that today so people who are watching him hit, maybe they'll get a little bit of a better understanding for the future there. Aaron Boone was asked this morning, George, before the game about batting Stanton second, and he says that he thinks that he'll keep him there a little while. I responded to that by saying, well, Don Mattingly did the same thing back in May of 2017, and Stanton went on to win the MVP. So, George, I guess the question we have to ask is, you know, clearly he's been hurt a lot. He has not been on the field. But why not just bat him second from the very beginning when he was traded over to Miami? He won the league MVP with Miami. Boone immediately decided to bat him third, bat him fourth, bat him fifth, moving him up and down. Never second. Here we are. You may just want to let that ride out a little bit.
Well, the reason is Aaron Judge. That's why. Because Judge gets on base more than Stanton. I think the theory was you put Judge second, he'll get on base. Stanton hits the home run, drives him in, right? That was the theory there. Now, it's funny. It's the reverse has happened now, right? Stanton looks like a world beater, another an MVP candidate again. Judge is not hitting. Judge last night, three strikeouts we call the hat trick, four we call the golden sombrero. What do we call five? I don't even know what the other word is for five, but he struck out five times last night. So now the Yankees have the reverse problem. Stanton's hitting, Judge is not. But I'm not moving Stanton out of the number two hole. I'm not. He's way too hot right now. He's crushing everything. He's literally carrying the Yankees. They're not really hitting all that well as a team. It's all Stanton right now. And he looks great. Not only is he hitting the home runs, but what's more impressive, he's hitting the ball to the right side. I think it's when I love when I see batters hit that. That's where they're giving you. The second baseman's always playing there. And on the outside pitches, he's just hitting it there. He's hitting the ball where it's pitched. On that double down the left field line last night, it was a weird kind of swing. It was almost like a golf swing where he wasn't trying to crush it. He got it. It took a three-quarter swing there. I haven't seen that from him. Usually he takes a big swing there. So I think he's seeing the ball very well right now. I think the confidence is there, and I can't say it enough. He's a monster right now, and he's carrying this team.
Yeah, he is. They're back at 500 and above 500. That's where they should be, at the very least, on May the 6th. John Means, George, you liked the Orioles yesterday, and you said, I can't believe I'm saying this, but I'm taking the Orioles. Why can't you believe? You picked it. John Means, I mean, he pitched a no-hitter yesterday. When he is on the mound, the Orioles are good. He's an all-star. I mean, everyone is striking everyone out this year, George. It doesn't matter if you're throwing 88 or 98. I think we all have to look at Means differently moving forward. Sometimes when someone throws a no-hitter, I'm like, it's a one-time deal. This guy is really good. He's a good pitcher.
I agree. I think we said it yesterday, right? I was all over Means yesterday. Loved him. I said it yesterday. Now I'm going to go back to this. He's not Cole. He's not DeGrom. He's not Bieber. He's not that kind of guy. He's not going to blow you away. He is a pitcher. You know, and I know it's against Seattle, who's not the greatest offensive team, but that was a one hell of a game he pitched yesterday. And it's been weird. We've had three no-hitters now, and they're not perfect games because of two hit-by-pitches. And you mentioned they called it a wild pitch, but that was a pass ball. All right, that ball should have been caught. It looked like he almost crossed the catcher up a little bit. It was strange the way the catcher approached that. Not that Means is complaining all that much. Hey, no-hitter, I'll take that. But I don't know, have we ever had a season where we've lost three perfect games by two hit-by-pitches and a pass ball? I'm thinking no. You know, I didn't do any research here, but I'm thinking no. But Means is fantastic. My only worry is, of course, Baltimore. You know, they're playing above their heads right now. I think they are going to regress back to the mean eventually here. But I think he'll be fine. I do. He's their ace. I don't think he's that guy you'd want starting game one of a playoff series, but he's real close to it. You know, and he's great for that team. It's good to see that they have somebody now. It'd be nice if they would build around him.
Yeah, not sure that will happen. They're still probably a couple years away from competing, and then Means at that point could become arbitration eligible and then a free agent. So Orioles, maybe they have a tough decision with him in July. I don't think there's even one to discuss. I think you got to keep him and let him front that rotation for many, many years. Okay, games are starting. We need to...
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, Baconate with a breakfast baconator. Roll with the sausage breakfast burrito. Buddy it up with a honey buddy. Or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes. And then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Get to our DFS schedule, so we're going to take care of that coming up next. Is Garrett Cole just the plug and play today against his former team, or do you go another direction? George and I will discuss next on Fantasy Sports Down the Grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back. This is Fantasy Sports Today, and wouldn't you know, it's a Thursday, so plenty of afternoon ball games. In fact, I'm seeing three games starting coming up in about 30 minutes from now. Some key decisions have to be made. I got some lineups in front of me, so we're going to talk it through, work it through, George. We'll see if we can give people some good advice here on the show today, no doubt. So let's start off with the pitching slate over on FanDuel today. And Garrett Cole is going to face off with his former teammates, the Houston Astros. We'll talk about that from a betting perspective coming up, but let's look at his pricing. $12,300 today. Danny Duffy is $10,700. Brandon Woodruff, the ace of the Brewers, unless you think it's Corbin Burns, it could go either way, $10,100. Hyunjin Ryu of the Blue Jays, $9,400. Zach Wheeler, $9,100. And Michael Pineda. Yes, that same Pineda who is still in the big leagues, George. You know him well. $8,700 today. So as I look at the Phillies lineup, by the way, facing off against Woodruff, maybe an interesting situation here because no Bryce Harper, no JT Realmuto playing for Philadelphia. Now, of course, Milwaukee's out players as well, too. Their lineup doesn't really look much better. But who do you like today in terms of pitching?
I mean, you want to pay up for Cole? I don't have an issue with it. I don't think there'll be a problem with him facing his former team. It's been a couple of years. Yankees didn't play the Astros last year, but I don't think there'll be a problem with him. I think he'll be fine. But if you want to save money, the guy I was looking at was Wheeler for the reason you just mentioned here. The Brewers are decimated. Right? You mentioned the Phillies. What do the Brewers have, 20 guys on the IL? And that's not an exaggeration. I think it is 20 guys on the IL. Yelich is back on the IL. Lorenzo Cain, I just saw, is not going to play today. I mean, they sent down Keston Hiura. I mean, there's not much there. There's just not much there. Wheeler, $9,100. I could save almost $3,000. It's tough. And, you know, getting a win, I can't guarantee you a win because with Woodruff going against them, this is an under, by the way, in betting here because you already said Harper's out, Romuto's out. Harper, by the way, now has missed seven of the last eight games. They really should have placed him on the IL. He's got the wrist. He got hit. You see that hit in the face? Where you see the slow-mo where he gets, oh, my God. This is why I'll never be a baseball player. I never was a very good hitter because I was scared. But I'm leaning towards Zach Wheeler here. I can't go Ryu. I don't start guys first game off an injury. It wasn't a long-term injury, but still, there are other guys I like, and I'm not paying the extra $300. I like Wheeler today.
Yeah, and for Milwaukee in their lineup, it is Wong. So, of course, you know, solid player. And then from there, it's just all trying to figure out, are these guys even starters? Vogelbach at first. Tyrone Taylor, he's been really good. He's starting in right. Travis Shaw, Jackie Bradley, Luis Urias, Billy McKinney, Luke Molly behind the plate, and Woodruff. You're right. There's no lineup whatsoever for Milwaukee today. Okay, over to first base we go. And Jesus Aguilar of the Marlins is $4,300 playing against Arizona later today. Vlad Jr. is $3,900. Pete Alonso, $3,800. Jared Walsh, $3,700. Carson Kelly behind the plate, presumably for Arizona, although that's not guaranteed either. And Freddie Freeman for Atlanta, George, is kind of dipping down here a little bit. Hasn't been hitting, I think, the way that most people thought. So you get him at $3,600 tonight.
Yeah, now, well, we have to be careful. You mentioned there's, what, 5 1 o'clock games here. A lot of day games, day game after a night game. You want to check your lineups. I'm definitely not going to assume anyone's automatically going to be in here. I think there's only 2 night games tonight. One starts at 6:40. Everything else is during the day. I still like the Braves here a lot because it's John Lester. I think he's could get hit pretty hard here. And there are so many games I don't want to touch because we got a lot of top pitches. I don't want to touch the Yankee game, McCullough's and Cole. I don't want to touch the Brewers game as far as hitters, Woodruff and Wheeler. You go up and down here, right. Valdez pitch. Not that I'm ever going to touch a Tiger anyway, by the way. Listen, I'm really looking to save money. Pineda's going to probably not going to be dying to start any Twins here. The Mets can't hit anyway. All right, so I'm not going there. So I'm going to be careful here. Duffy's pitching for Kansas City, who's pitched outstanding this year. But if I'm going with somebody, I do like the Jays tonight, this afternoon, a bunch. Mike Fears, softball guy. I think they're going to crush him. Mm-hmm. I'm going to lean towards a lot of my Jays today. Guerrero, Bichette, Gurriel, Semien. All these guys are going to be not all in the same lineup, but they'll be scattered throughout them.
Yeah. By the way, Freddie Freeman not playing today. I can't even remember the last time I've said that, but he's not starting today. Austin Riley is playing first base for the Braves today. They're giving Freddie Freeman a day off against Lester and Washington. Okay, now to second base. I guess I'll have to check all these lineups here as we go. You're right, George. This is like 6 day games going on. Whit Merrifield at 3,700. Eduardo Escobar, 3,500. Jose Altuve, 32. Simeon, 32. I don't see a lineup yet for Toronto. Albies is in the lineup for Atlanta. So is Josh Harrison at 3,100 for Washington. So I can confirm those players are in the lineup at second base. Some other starters here at second base. Cesar Hernandez leads off for Cleveland, George. Maybe I can interest you in him. Beyond that, you'd have to tell me who you're interested in today.
You're right. Second base is a problem. Right, second base is a problem here, especially with all these top pitchers here. I mean, listen, I like Colton Wong, but I'm not going there. Right? I'm not going Colton. I can't do it because of who he's facing. I'm not going to I'm just not doing that. Albies, somewhat interest in there, but not big-time interest. Altuve's been struggling. It could just be a Toronto. I mean, maybe I will stack. I have a Toronto stack before 1 o'clock here. I can certainly see myself doing that, or I'm paying up for Merrifield. That's really what it comes down to here. Do I want to have – how many Toronto Blue Jay players do I want to have in one lineup? Or do I just want to pay up for Merrifield, which if I save money at other positions, I can do. I'm not going to have any Yankee or Astros. I think McCullough's, by the way, if you want to save even more money for $8,400, he's an option today as well. So I can see myself going that direction. But I won't have any Yankees and no Astros either here, and no Brewers and no Phillies. So with this short slate, which is why sometimes short slates really annoy me. It's not really a small slate, 10 games, well, 8 games. But it can be very trying, and you just said it. A lot of guys going to be out of the lineup. Make sure you check to make sure your guy is actually playing.
Yeah, McNeil leading off for the Mets, batting playing second. Also, Tommy Edman, two very good low options, both leading off at second base today, under 3,000. May want to consider those two players. All right, over to third base. Jose Ramirez in the lineup for the Indians, 4,200. Vlad Guerrero Jr., 3,900. Bregman, 38. Arenado, 37. Rafael Devers, 37. We'll have to wait on Nolan Arenado at 3,600. And as I check here, Arenado I see playing here today. Devers batting fifth in the lineup. You know, that may not be a bad option there, George, against Spencer Turnbull of Detroit. Devers, lower price, third base today, batting in the 5 hole behind Bogarts.
Turnbull's not bad. He's not bad. He's actually, I mean, for Detroit, he's great. They don't have much there. So I don't think I'm going to go Devers, but Arenado is the one I'm staring at here. I have a lot of interest in him. Normally, I would just like to go Jose Ramirez and pay the extra money, but Duffy going there, he's pitched, I mean, surprisingly well this season. So I don't think I'll spend up for Jose Ramirez here. Arenado, I do like him today. I just, for whatever reason, I like him today. And Josh Donaldson is a guy I have Donaldson love. I do, and I keep making mistakes with him, thinking this will be the day that he'll bring the rain and all that. So, you know, I can see myself going there. Matt Chapman's another guy. Ryu, maybe he can hang one. He'll be a little rusty. First start coming up the glute injury. So I can see Chapman was hitting the ball a little better of late. Once again, if I need to save money, the $3,000 with Chapman is probably where I'm going to end up going.
Okay, and let's close it out with shortstops here. Trey Turner of the Nationals, 3,800. Xander Bogaerts is batting cleanup for Boston. Bo Bichette, 3,500. Simeon, 3,200. Carlos Correa at 3,200 today. Correa batting sixth against Garrett Cole. Who do you like today short?
It won't be Correa. I'm not taking any of the Astros here. If I'm going with one of the top guys. I can make an argument for any of them. give me Turner, Bogarts, Bichette, Semien if you want to go that direction as well here. I'm probably in the non-Blue Jays category. I'm probably going to go Bogarts. I think that's where I'm leaning there. I'll save the $100 over Turner here, though. If I have the extra cash at the end, it would be Turner just to, because I do think Turnbull is a decent pitcher for Detroit. I really do. So I don't see things coming out of Bogarts. I think Turner would have a better chance, plus a stone base, always an option there.
Okay, and finally, to the outfield we go. Mike Trout, you can't go wrong with him at 4,500. Buxton is at 4,400. Ronald Acuña Jr., 4,300. We know Harper is out. J.D. Martinez is in at 4,100. We're waiting on Cruz, Judge batting third today against McCullers, 3,900. So may have to dive deep here into figuring out who the outfielders are today. George, any other options for you?
Yeah, once again, you're not going to go with the top guys here, which is fine. I'll tell you this. I think I had to put Stanton in my lineup. I don't think I have a choice anymore. And I keep saying this on each day of the show. He's too hot. He's getting three hits a game. So I think he's a guy I'm going to have to put in there until he stops. When he stops, okay, then I'll sit him. If that's today, fine. Then I'll eat it for a day. But I'm going to have him in my lineup. He faces a left-hander in Corbin tomorrow, too. He'll be in my lineup there. You want to go Framber Reyes, save a little cash there at 3,600? I'm good with that. Once again, check your lineups for these guys here. Verdugo goes back in the lineup today, but I'm not going to go with him. I mentioned I'm not going with any Red Sox, any Yankee. You mentioned Edmund. You know, I can see myself plugging Edmund here as well. So many guys are on the IL. Is this the day that Kepler wakes up for the Twins here? You know, 2,900. I might take a shot at Kepler.
Yeah, and Jordan Lyles on the mound today for Texas. Certainly not their best pitcher for the lineup for the Twins. Really looks juicy here. Kepler, Buxton, Nelson Cruz, Astudillo playing third, Kyle Garlick in left, Sano, who is back, Nick Gordon starts at second, Anderson Simmons. And then you'll have to get me familiar, George. And when I see a name that I've never recognized, I like to bring that up here on the show. The catcher for the Twins, Ben Rordveldt, never heard of him in my life. This is a first on Fantasy Sports Today. First mention there of the catcher. You ever heard his name before?
No. No, I have not. I'm actually looking him up now to say if trying to find some kind of bio on him in case maybe I have here.
Lefty hitter against Lyles. That's all I see.
Ben he bats left. There you go. He's a left hander. If that makes anybody feel.
That's all I know.
It's his big league debut.
Starting. Yeah, Texas. Jonah Heim. Ever heard of him? He's Texas.
I have heard of. I have. I mean, once again, he's a nobody. But as for Rordveldt, it's his major league debut here coming here. This is not a top prospect or anybody like that here. So Start him at your own risk.
Yeah, probably a home run, no doubt. All right, we go from DFS over to betting. Houston at New York, Milwaukee at Philadelphia, and the New York Mets at the St. Louis Cardinals. We'll break those games down for you next. They start soon. Don't go away.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Lowe's knows tough jobs call for tougher tools. The new DeWalt Elite Series power tool accessories are built to last for the pro who doesn't stop. With precision fitment, durability, and impact resistance, finishing jobs faster has never been easier. Shop the new DeWalt Elite Series at an everyday low price exclusively at Lowe's. We help, you save.
Odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today here on Sports Grid. Lineups are in for a lot of the early games. They're starting soon. I would imagine that's probably why. George and I are going to take you a little bit against the spread today, although this first game, there's really only, well, I mean, I suppose there are several options. You could bet the Yankees on the run line. You could bet Houston plus 170. You could bet the total. There's always options and always props to bet to over on FanDuel. You should go check them out, by the way. Houston at New York in the Bronx, 105 Eastern. The Yankees are pretty massive favorites, minus 210. You can get $176 back for your $100 bet on the Astros if you think they got a shot today. The reason why the line is so big, Gerrit Cole, the ace of the Yankees, is on the mound. Lance McCullers Jr. will start for the Astros as the series comes to an end. Cole, of course, spent some time in Houston and really became the pitcher that he is now with the Houston Astros. Still has a lot of friends on that team, clearly, and had a lot of positive things to say about his experience there.
Super fun to be around from day one. I think the level of focus from the 25th man all the way, you know, to the top with Jose is, you know, is something that you see in organizations, you know, that have prolonged winning, the attention to detail, the competitive edge, the competitive fire. You know, I can go on and on about some of the characteristics of the club, but, you know, when it's all said and done, the play on the field speaks for itself, and they've been remarkably consistent over a long period of time. And there's probably a couple guys that will be pushing for some serious awards, if not the Hall of Fame, when they're all said and done. I was a huge beneficiary of Brent Strom and the pitching philosophy there, obviously well documented, and made a lot of friends that, you know, helped me learn, try to get acclimated to some of these adjustments as quick as possible. I think when I think back, the biggest thing I'm thankful for was such a team environment that we could all share knowledge with each other and really forward our careers individually, whether it be with the Astros or whether it took you somewhere else.
It's been a great run for Gerrit Cole in Houston and New York, George. He wasn't asked to be the ace in Houston. It was Justin Verlander. They already had one. They had Charlie Morton there, too. Cole took his game to the next level with the Astros. Personally, I did not see it coming. I did not see that guy in Pittsburgh ever in Houston or now in New York, and he has basically done it now for a couple of years. But the question is, one-game scenario, George. Do you think Gerrit Cole is going to go out and want to take down his old teammates? You think that there's some nerves there? Do the Astros know him a little bit? I don't love scenarios like this. I hate laying minus 200. So any lean on any way in this game today?
Well, I'm not laying 210. That's not happening. If you want to bet the Yankees, which I don't mind doing, then it's got to be a parlay. Yeah, you got to find a parlay partner. And that's fine if you want to go that direction, but I'm not. I do like the under. I wish it was 8. I am afraid of the hook. The 7.5 that we're going to lose here by one, and I had a good day with over-unders yesterday, which means today might be a bad day. But I think it's going to be a low-scoring game because I think Cole will pitch well. And the Yankees, like I said, other than Stanton, are not hitting. You know, you look at the Yankee lineup right now, up and down here, it's a standard lineup. So everyone who's knowing would play is playing, which I just checked to make sure because the Yankees believe in resting people at the weird time. LeMahieu, Stanton, Judge, Gio, Torres, Ford, Hicks, Higashioka, and Frazier. So it's a normal standard lineup, but most of those guys aren't hitting. You know, so I'm going to go the under here. Strikeout props. I'm a big strikeout prop guy. I like them both. You're getting 6.5 from McCullers. He's only hit that number twice, the over. His first start and his last start, believe it or not. Well, the ones in the middle, but he had 9 last game against Tampa Bay. I think he gets the other prop today. Won't be a large bet, but there'll be some there. And I'm almost always going to strikeout prop with Cole. I think he'll pitch 6-7 innings, if not longer. Give me the props. Give me the under. As for the game itself, I'm not taking the run line. I'm not taking the money line. I'm going to pass on the game itself. I think the Yankees have the edge here, but I would a parlay partner.
Okay. Well, maybe we'll find one here. Milwaukee taking on Philadelphia. That game starts in about 20 minutes from now. We illustrated the issues in both lineups. Christian Yelich on the injured list. Lorenzo Cain out of the lineup today. Keston Hiura probably would have been better for Wheeler, honestly. He's had a miserable season. Philadelphia playing without Harper, playing without Realmuto. And FanDuel is telling you, because of the pitchers involved and the lineups involved, this game is even. Let's get real. Milwaukee minus 120. This is not huge juice to lay with a great pitcher in Woodruff. But Philly's lineup is decimated today. I mean, it is not good either. Woodruff, Wheeler, the pitchers are more or less close. At this stage, I would think that it is a toss-up type game. And with Woodruff on the mound today, he certainly doesn't have the bats backing him. And with Yelich going back on the injured list, Woodruff talked about just how difficult it is to kind of right the ship with him not being there.
It stinks, you know, because you think you're getting your guy back and then, you know, just wasn't able to get through it or recover, you know, the next day. But, you know, Tyrone and Billy and Jackie and Abisail and, you know, all these guys that we've put out there really performed. And that's been a luxury to kind of how we've been winning some baseball games is to have guys step up and really do their part. And I think that's what makes a good team. And I think once we've all finally get healthy and get, you know, guys back on the field, I think we've got a really good chance to be really good.
All right. Well, George, there's no doubt that the pitching is there today for both teams. These are two very good pitchers, maybe top 10 in the National League. But you are literally guessing which one of these lineups is going to show up. George, do you just look to the under here and not look back? Because I don't see another scenario here.
Well, if you're going to bet the game, I'm taking the favorite. I wouldn't have cared who the favorite was. I just first thing I'm looking at, okay, who's the favorite? You're going to give me plus 108 in Philadelphia? Okay. That's down to plus 102. It's changed back. I guess other people are thinking the same thing here. I am not going to do that because I agree with everything you said. This is literally flip a coin. And we'll see which lineup hits. It could be a 1-0 game, 3-2, something like that. 6.5 is the under, though. I don't think I can go that direction either, right. At least not for a big bet. That's a small – I mean, FanDuel wants you to bet the over. You know, so I could see two small bets here on Philadelphia because they're the favorite and the under. But those – they looks like a sucker bet to the under to me. I think I'm going to leave this game alone.
Yeah, good bullpen, too, for both teams. Although, you know, Alvarado had pitched well for Philadelphia. He's getting saves. Milwaukee has those guys in the 8th and 9th. I don't know. I still kind of like the under here, 6.5, regardless of that. I don't think – and day game, I don't think a lot of runs are getting scored here. Okay, let's cap it off with the Mets and Cardinals. And right now on FanDuel, another game that looks like a little bit of a toss-up. Why? Because of – the pitching, I think it's probably the same. Taijuan Walker starts for the Mets at this stage of Walker's career, George. He's 5-5. And you know John Gant is the same. John Gant's not going deep into this game. So inevitably, the game's going to be close after 5 innings. Probably going to be 1 run, 3-2, 2-1, something like that. And it will be decided in the later innings. And then you mentioned Arenado, how you're a fan of him of DFS. So I'm guessing that you want to bet the Cardinals and bet 100 to win 102. It's a pick'em game, more or less, George. Who do you like?
I do like the Cardinals. Listen, the Mets are still a little bit of a mess here. I think they do have the edge in pitching with Walker over again, but it's a small edge. It's not a big edge. They're both -108, which is strange. It is sort of a pick'em game here. You're sort of going with maybe I'm just going with Mets hatred. Pilar is going to play center field. I mean, the bottom of the Mets order, kind of weak. Pilar, Villar, McCann. I know Villar hit a home run yesterday. McCann hasn't been the hitter right now. They thought, and Pilar really is just a defensive guy. We hear they might call up Khalil Lee this weekend to replace Nemo on the roster. That could be interesting. I do have the edge here towards the Cardinals. So he's the guy. That's the team I'm going to go with here. Once again, this is nothing major. Just a little play here. You know, a little action to keep me interested in the game. But other than that, I don't feel strongly either way here. And I don't see any props coming here either because I'm not so sure either pitcher will be around to reach those props.
Yeah, no, it will be hard. And look, this is not the – by the way, this slate in general for pitching is not the greatest slate of all. And so even for me in this game, you mentioned VR. He is starting today. He's playing third base. Mets are just trying to get any offense they can going. Firing the coaches usually works initially. There's that a little bump that the players kind of get their attention, and then it usually reverts back to what it was before. But we haven't really seen that with the Mets, so we'll just kind of have to see. All right, we got the Lakers and Clippers coming up. But, George, before we do that, it's our daily saga of Aaron Rodgers. I feel like we'll be doing this every day. Two different stories today on Aaron Rodgers. One where there are reported conflicts as to whether or not he's telling free agents that he's not coming back, but then his own free agents have ended up signing there. And then, of course, we have the situation of just simply not knowing if he is going to be coming back to Green Bay because there's other reports that say that he is conflicted about his future, says one of his ex-teammates, according to ESPN. So, George, your daily dose, I know usually this time of the day in the past, the time to just flip on one of your local TV channels and you can watch a soap opera. I feel like we're headed down in this direction.
You think? Yeah, I think we are going to be talking about this every day until this gets resolved. And I don't know when that's going to be. You know, when Rodgers is going to have to realize, all right, I got no other place to play. Either I'm playing in Green Bay or I'm going to go host Jeopardy. You know, or I'm going to do something else. They're not going to trade him. I don't think they can trade him now because once again, the draft is over. Do they really want picks for next year and not going to go for it this year? They're going to go. They only have one quarterback on the roster right now. You don't count Rodgers. So they have other issues there. I think once again, over time, hurt feelings will get smoothed out. I think this will be his last season in Green Bay, mind you. I think that is going to happen. I think they will trade him postseason. You know, I think that was the plan anyway. I think that was always the plan. You know, when they did what they did, that Rodgers was going to be gone. That's also when the cap hit got less. So everything played out that way. Rodgers just ticked off now. We've heard reports that they've offered him more money for this year. Hey, here's a bundle of cash. Just play this year and be happy. And he turned that down. I don't know how true that is because that would seem to be silly on his part unless he really, really, really doesn't want to play there. But if I'm Rodgers, that's what I'm doing. All right, give me another $10 million and a bonus, whatever it is. We'll play the year. We'll part ways after the year. You can trade me to wherever. Or maybe he's going to say, hey, you can trade me, but I want to have some say in where I'm going. You want me to show up this year? You know, it's a negotiation point. I want to have some say in what team I'm going to. Yeah, I want to be able to give you a list of 10 teams, something like that. So I think that's what's going to happen. But I do think, Craig, that he ends up playing with Green Bay this season. I just don't see how anything's going to happen. We heard about Deshaun Watson. He was going to get traded. That didn't happen. Russell Wilson didn't happen. It's so hard to trade these top guys. This is not Goff, who nobody is terrible. All right, Stafford I kind of like, but even – and that was a shock that they moved on from him. But that was a rebuilding team. I didn't think that was going anywhere anyway. They didn't care. You know, I would be floored if Green Bay – if they traded the Denver Broncos next week, next month, or before training camp, I would be floored if that were to happen.
Yeah, I think that any trade that the Packers would have to make has to bring back a placeholder at the very least for this season. And you mentioned the draft. That kind of was the time to do it so the Packers could decide what they wanted to do. If it is Jordan Love and they did spend a pretty significant draft pick on him, to me, it still goes back to the same team, George, that I've been wondering if they're going to do it would be the Raiders. Because then the Raiders could at least send Carr back to Green Bay and they could hope that Carr could be good for them. And if not, you know, Love could just step in. I mean, that's like the placeholder starter versus backup scenario. But you mentioned Denver. They don't have anybody to go over to the Packers and play right now, you know. And the draft, as you mentioned, they didn't take a quarterback there too. So I agree with you. I think it's Raiders or bust for Rodgers. I would love to see him in Las Vegas. I think it'd be great. I think it'd be a wonderful scenario to have him end his career over the next 3 or 4 years. But that path would have to change, and there is not a path right now. Well, what is the path for the Lakers without playing with LeBron again tonight? Is it a win at home but kind of on the road because they're playing the Los Angeles Clippers? Brett Levy joins us, our producer and expert in the NBA. He can hit a pick for us tonight in the NBA as well against the spread. He'll join us next.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day Sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more, sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today. Time to take a look at a game against the spread in the NBA. And of course, we bring in our producer, Brett Levy, for this conversation. It is the Battle of LA tonight. And at least according to the spread, it doesn't look like a battle. You don't have many times that the Lakers are going to be 8-point dogs. That tells you something about the game and maybe who's not in. Let's take a look at it. Clippers, -8 against the Los Angeles Lakers. I got a total here that I'm seeing of 212, Brett Levy. Well, I can't be all that optimistic on the Lakers tonight when I look at this. It tells me everyone on the Clippers is playing and no one on LA is not. You think that's the case? And who do you like tonight?
Yeah, so we do know LeBron James and Dennis Schroeder will be out tonight. LeBron out through the weekend, or at least through Friday night. And Dennis Schroeder obviously dealing with the COVID protocols. So those are two key pieces missing from the Lakers. But Craig, I mean, anytime two teams that play in the same building get together, it's tough to look at those 8 points and think that there won't be some bad blood on the court. You know, maybe a little pride between these guys who share a hallway between their locker rooms. So I don't know. I think the 8's a little big for me. I'm going to probably lean towards the Lakers here with Anthony Davis back. Maybe it's a little emotional play, but I think the Lakers could cover the 8. I do not think they win, to your point, Craig. I think Kawhi and Paul George will be too much, but 8 points is a 4-possession game, and, you know, anything can happen in a 4-possession basketball game.
Yeah, I mean, think about it. Clippers could be up 10 with a minute to go, and you do not secure that win based on free throws. Happens all the time in the NBA. All right, Brett, thank you again for popping on, giving us a pick against the spread. He says, take the Lakers tonight. Plus the 8 points. All right, coming up next, it's time for our top of the hour update. Chris has that. Plus, for the first time in 2021, we actually have prospects to talk about that are not yet in the majors, that are getting playing time in the minors. It's a wonderful thing. We're going to go through what happened Wednesday, 3 different prospects we could see in 2021, we'll definitely see in 2022, and we'll get George's opinion on whether or not we should be adding them in fantasy. We'll be right back with more Fantasy Sports Today after the top of the hour. Don't go away. Stay on the grid.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.